This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in that sort of thing. So, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going on up there, And you know what? You can even respond to me, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And you don't like something I say? You don't agree? You want me to, how about just you want me to bring on somebody else, right? You want a different topic, a person, what have you? Send me an email. Let me know. The mind reading thing I gave up when I started the radio because it doesn't work anyhow. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're engaged in the program, in the process, very much. All right, so we just consistently hear. It's a constant drip. They're great at this. We stink at it. They're great at it. But it's a constant drip. Drip, 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 drip. Of the Mueller investigation, right? You know, the when you look at what's going on, really, honestly, what has come out of this? Really, what has happened? And what have the, I'll tell you what's happened to a degree. We found out that the dossier was fake, that a lot of the information of it wasn't true. We found out that they lied to a FISA judge. To get the warrant that they supposedly needed. They may have had an FBI informant and or agent embedded in the Trump campaign. It's just amazing to me. When you start going down this list, can you imagine if the Republicans had done one lousy tenth of what the Dems and Obama's administration have done here, what do you think they would have done to us? Think about it. What do you think they would have done to us? What kind of outcry would there be? Right? Love to hear what you had to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I can go down the list of things that we don't have. I mean, Mueller indicted a company, a Russian company, that doesn't exist. Looks good, though, right? I mean, think about it. When you talk about, and when you when you look, the when you look at the facts of what's going on, when you look at the real facts of what they knew or didn't know what was going on, there is not a hint. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to go that far with it. There's not a hint that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. In his opening monologue tonight, Sean Hannity said that Robert Mueller probe into President Donald Trump's campaign colluded with Russia or not is imploding. Right? Now, it really started to crack when Virginia-based federal judge Tom Ellis ripped Mueller's attorney by telling them that they seemed to be looking for a way to catch Trump in something illegal. Now, there's another judge who's now picking apart Mueller's indictment of several Russian nationals. Eric Dubler, a lawyer representing one of the Russian interests listed in the indictment, said the firm he represents didn't exist during the time period Mueller's allegations denote. Dubler said that Mueller effectively indicted the proverbial ham sandwich. I don't know if some of you know that it doesn't pretty much, in a grand jury situation, you can indict a ham sandwich. The other side's not allowed to put up their case. It's the prosecutor. He's in there in front of the jury, 24 members of the jury, and he's telling them what he has and what he'd like and what he'd like to do. There's nobody in there pushing back on any of the information. Now, Mueller's been caught flat-footed, and the investigation now looks like it's starting to fall apart because he's got nothing. Right? I mean, truly, they've got nothing. And when you sit here and think, I like to flip the tables. I always like to go back at this and say, how upset would the Dems be if we were doing this to them? And they'll bring up, Hillary Clinton and that nothing burger, but that wasn't a nothing burger, really. I mean, think of all the true laws that she broke. After being told by a court by a judge, not to delete any of the emails that she had on those machines, what did they do? The attorneys, her attorneys, systematically went through and they wanted to delete about 30,000 emails. But not to worry, because they were all emails about wedding plans and all this other stuff that had nothing to do with any kind of State Department business. But when you think about it, what did that mean? Was it like 1,000 personal emails? The one I loved the most was when she said, well, there's a lot of emails there for me and Bill. Bill go back and forth. Bill and I emailed. And then what did you find out? Anybody? You know what you found out, right? You found out Bill said, I only sent two emails my whole life, right? One of them was to Hillary, but he wasn't sure it went through because she never responded. And the other one was to respond to somebody else, and that was it. Now, I believe he probably sent more than two emails. It's just kind of a joke. But if you think about it, he nailed his own wife right there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
For you older folks, this is where the Bic lighter should come out. We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, listening on the air, going back and get the shows later. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let them know what's going on and what's happening and all that fun stuff. And I do so much, really. I do appreciate the time that you are, that you're with us. So we're going through some of the crazy stuff in the news. I know I usually don't do as much politics. You know, I do politics, but you know, some of this stuff is just making me nuts. And I know it shouldn't, but it does. It just makes me crazy when I sit here and look at this stuff. And I think to myself, you know, the double standards that these groups have is just amazing to me. You know, when it comes to things like, they were talking about, one of the news sources I was on today was talking about Stormy Daniels and, you know, the different explanations we've received about what the money was for, and first it was yes, then it was no, and, well, who's lying to who and how? And why is it that we don't care the fact that Stormy Daniels and her lawyer, whoever, this little sleazebag of a lawyer, you know, they decided that even though they signed an agreement, the agreement now didn't apply to them. Why? Because he's president. We can get a lot more time and money for this, right? You've got an attorney that owes a boatload of money in back taxes, but we're not hearing about that because he's a saint. He's another patron saint of the Democrats again, because he might be able to nail President Trump. That's all we care about, nailing President Trump. And, well, it's all they care about, sorry. So I just, you can't, every time that a left-leaning, I like to say not a left-leaning, but a left-lying down news source comes out with this stuff, I just giggle. Because they don't go at this like an old-time journalist would. They take a look at it and say, okay, what might be real here? What might not be real? What am I looking at? Does it make any sense? No. They're digging at this and saying, how can I spin this to make President Trump look bad? That's how they do it. Right? And again, you go back to, you hear Rosenthal say that the investigation is broad and wide. Well, guess who wrote it? Guess who wrote the description? When you think about that, there are no guidelines. But we were all told that the investigation was simply to look at whether the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign in the 2016 elections. But this guy's all over the place. Right? You've got multiple committees looking into these probes. And I don't know. I look at this. You've got the House Intelligence Committee getting reports back from Mueller's team and others that are heavily redacted. How are you supposed to come up with anything? How are you supposed to be able to put the information together to know what's truth and what isn't? Right? And when you look at the time frames behind some of these things, how far back is he allowed to go? 20 years? 25 years? And I love this because some of these guys who pleaded guilty to get a lesser sentence. It's done all the time. Flynn wants to change his, Michael Flynn, who was charged, now wants to change his plea because he might have been coerced into doing it.
He ran out of money, right?
Well, yeah, he's also ran out of money, too. But George Papadopoulos, right? Here's a guy who's sitting around. It's just amazing. He pleaded guilty in 2017 to making false statements to the FBI. The thing I find really crazy about all of this is how many lies did Hillary tell the FBI? And if she even told one based on what these guys have gone through, right? If she even told one, she should be either in jail or in trouble, like these guys were, right? So I don't understand. I really don't understand why we have 2, 3, and 4 sets of rules. Can anybody tell me? Because I don't know. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You got people like, who else? Who am I thinking of here? What's his name? Alex van der Zwaan, an attorney who pleaded guilty to lying to investigators about Gates and the Russian inquiry. He was sentenced to 30 days in prison. Right, he was the first that was sentenced. Right. The Richard Pinedo, a California man who sold bank accounts to Russians meddling in the election, pleaded guilty in February 2018 to using stolen identities to set up the accounts. U.S. government said Pinedo was not aware he was dealing with Russians when he sold the accounts. So exactly, where's the connection? Right? Where's the connection to the Trump team, Alex, and the Russians? Because the FBI said he didn't know. There were 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities were indicted by a federal grand jury for interfering in the election. We found one of those companies shouldn't have been in the list. They didn't do anything. They weren't even around. Right? And in every one of these situations, there's no connection between whoever's doing it to Trump. Absolutely none. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. You know, you think about the James Comey debacle, right? So Trump fires James Comey, and everybody's up in arms, but who asked him to do it? Rosenthal told him to do it, matter of fact. Said he needs to go. And then Rosenthal wants to investigate Trump or the reason why Trump fired Comey. See, that would be a one-page investigation. Matter of fact, a quarter of a page. Mr. Trump fired Comey because I told him to based on these reasons. Letter attached. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you're involved and engaged in the process. That's the big deal. I want to make sure you're mentally, not just physically, but mentally here with us. So I do appreciate the time that you engage, right? You know, when you think about all the things that are going on and how much is coming at you, I'd love to know for real, for sure, whatever, how many of these distractions you're willing, or not willing to, that you're able, I'll say able to, wade through. Do you know what I mean? I mean, truly, I mean, all the things going on around us, can you weave through and find the ones that are really important? I'm asking because you can get yanked all over the place very easily in this. Now, sometime today, North Korea canceled a meeting with South Korea, deciding joint SKUS military exercises. You know, when you think about this, he just said a few weeks ago he understood that they would still have their exercises and that would be okay. So what changed his mind? You know, there are detractors out there that will seize that development. But we need to remember that countries have domestic consumers, international consumers, for their public actions. And North Korea is no exception. Right? He can't look, in all of this, he can't look weak to his people. Now, Kim Jong, he might have done this because he's seriously concerned, or he needed to demonstrate to his people, right, that the government officials, that they wouldn't be rolled over, that the government wouldn't be rolled over, that they would stand up if they thought that they would be being walked all over. Maybe some people felt he was giving up too much too fast. I mean, I don't think the invitation for the press to show up to watch him blow up those nuclear facilities has been revoked. when you're making this kind of noise for these things, he's trying to detract people. He's trying to pull attention in a different direction. So they've been known in the past for making noise. Maybe he wants more money. And there is no certain road forward. We all know that. There's going to be more words from America, from Trump. There's going to be more words from the little guy. Right? So this is not, I don't know for some of you how you feel about this. This is not unexpected in any way. At least not for me. Raise your hand if you really thought that this was going to be smooth sailing when Kim said, I'm in, I want peace, I want this, I want that. He wants to be accepted in the international community. And it's not going to happen with him, making all this noise all the time. But like a little kid that's got too much pent-up anger or too much pent-up energy, he's got to release some from time to time. And that's, I believe, that's most of what he's doing. But again, unlike all those other radio heads you hear or some of the TV heads you hear out there, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have all the answers. I am no international military expert. I'm a commentator that does nothing but sit, listen, and watch all of these things going on during the day. And the options available and that kind of stuff. That's what I do. So maybe I get a little bit more information than you do. But we're no experts. A lot of us are just no experts. A lot of times when I'm called on a show to do an interview, I'm asked what you guys think. How are your listeners dealing with this? How are your listeners dealing with that? So when you hear these guys on TV or whatever, again, they're no experts. There's a few. But there's no real experts on there tell you exactly what's going to happen. All right. Here's another fun one. Students at the University of California, Santa Cruz, they're calling for the removal. This is a real racist item, I guess. They're calling for the removal of a traditional California mission bell from the campus because it represents genocide. Yeah, that's right. California mission bells mark the path of the historic El Camino Real, the 700-mile trail that connected 21 California missions. Bells are a common way of recognizing state history and have marked the route of the El Camino Real since 1906. With hundreds of them currently dotting the landscape, the state of California has its own mission bell project, with the state-funded bells running the length of the original path, often in conjunction with major California highways. Now, the bells were erected by the state and are replicas crafted from the same molds of the original historical markers. And they've been removed over the years just because of damage, theft, vandalism. I mean, that's the wonderful humane society we live in. The historic city of Santa Cruz is named after Mission Santa Cruz, and as a result, the UC Santa Cruz campus is home to one simple mission bell marking the path of El Camino Real, which happens to run through the campus. Now, in conjunction with the Ama Mutsin Tribal Band, which represents the local UP tribe, I'm trying. Students are now requesting that the school remove the bell. Now, while the petition acknowledges that the bell is intended to symbolize and honor the history associated with the California missions and El Camino Real, it insists that the marker is a painful and oppressive symbol for the Mutsin and other indigenous peoples of California. It therefore does not represent the values embraced by the campus community. So remember what I was telling you? It's going to get to the point where you're going to have to, if you have to remove any inkling of history that offended somebody, we will never know what our history was. And you know the saying, which is very true. If you don't know where you came from, it's easy to go back there. If you don't know what caused something to happen, it's easy to go back there. Is that really what you want? Is that really where you want to be? I'm serious. I'm not joking. The El Camino Real and California missions were responsible for the destruction and domination of many tribes in California, including their humanity, culture, environment, and spirituality. The petition states asserting that the mission bell is a painful, oppressive symbol to indigenous peoples of California. The mission bell outside the Han Student Service represents the genocide of the indigenous UP tribe. And they own the land that UCSC is now on. Wouldn't it be great? You guys, really funny. So why don't the students put a petition together to give the land back? I mean, seriously, if they're so concerned with what was done to the tribes and how we took advantage of them, put a petition together to give it back. We must remove the bell and replace it with a statue or figure that represents those who rightfully own this land. Wow. See, little bites. Right? Little bites. That's all I'm saying. God. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It doesn't take a whole bunch. And this is going on all over the place. Do I think, is a Confederate flag hateful? Does it show hate? I don't know. And when I say that, this is what I mean by this. There are several iterations of that flag. Which one is a Confederate flag? Which one is the war flag? Which one? I mean, do you see what I'm saying here? But we jump on it and we generalize. This bell, why is the bell hateful? A thing. What is the thing hateful? I understand what they're trying to say. But this is the path where all the missions were. Right? Teach your kids this is what took place. And maybe even say to them, look, this might have not have been the way to go about this. What a learning lesson to look at your kids in class and go, now here's what went down. Can you think of ways we could have gone about this differently? But we're going to cover up history. Any bit of negative history. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's been said, Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And I really, and again, you know, it when you get down to it, when you get down to politics, it's local politics that makes the difference. It's local politics that we send. You know, some of you guys who've been listening to the show for a while, you know what my favorite saying is, right? Everything, all politics is local. And this is not new. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Right? All politics is local. And why we keep sending, especially Republican conservatives, why we keep sending people that don't do the job for us locally to D.C. is beyond me. I will never understand it. Because he's a good guy. He's the only Republican. Somebody said to me today, well, we have to vote for so-and-so because the other person's a Democrat. I'm going, okay, so what if ours is acting like a Democrat? Maybe even worse. I mean, I'm just asking. So I look at this stuff, right? And I keep telling people, if we don't start holding their feet to the fire, if we don't start holding conservative Republicans who say they're for us, they're willing to do what we want them to do, they're willing to truly, you know, remember, it's a representative form of government, are they really representing us? Really representing us? I don't think so. No, I really don't think so. So we need to let them know how we feel. And we can't be nasty like the other guys. We can't be jerky like the other guys are in most cases. We have to be honest. We got to be upfront with them and tell them why they're gone. You're finished. Do you know what I mean? You know, in Mueller's case, where he's in most of the indictments he has, or most of the people he's going after, they're for lying to the FBI, right? Look at the indictment list. A lot of them are strictly for lying to the FBI. And not even about major things. But if you go down the list of the Hillary Clinton lies, right, you can't get away from the fact that she lied to them numerous times, not once or twice. She told the American public, when people were asking the questions, right? She said, my server has numerous safeguards. If she March of 2015, she touted that the numerous safeguards on her secret server. She said the system that we used was set up for President Clinton's office. It had numerous safeguards. It was on property guarded by the Secret Service. There were no security breaches. Right? I mean, come on, think this through. And when she talked about what she did to keep that server safe, in an investigation, she actually told one of the investigators that she did not know how safe or secure or if her server was even secure. So my question is, which is it? Right? You know, when she, what is it, when Clinton told the FBI she couldn't recall something more than 36 times in the 3 hours that Hillary Clinton spoke with the FBI investigators about her private email server, remember July 2nd, where she had everybody sign a non-disclosure, right? I mean, seriously, who else gets away with this at the FBI? She cited more than 3,000 things in that meeting that she couldn't recall. Among them were such things as specific emails that nobody could be expected to remember years later, she said. She said she had no recollection of several key moments when it came to her email server, including briefing on how to handle classified information. Now, she said, remember during, I know some of you already know this stuff. Some of this stuff is well embedded in your head, but I'm so tired of the double standard. I'm so tired of the left wanting to beat on a Republican just because it's a Republican and society has no need for a Republican. Right? So just because they want to, you know, again, that's why it's okay to them. That's why it's okay. Remember, when she was subpoenaed for email about Libya, she was told not to delete any of them. Right? She was in an interview with CNN, and she was asked about the decision to delete 33,000 emails while under investigation. Why would you do that? What are you hiding? Clinton said other secretaries of state had done the same thing. Keller asked if her predecessors had also been subpoenaed, to which Clinton responded, you know, you've stated that with so many assumptions. I've never had a subpoena. Let's take a deep breath here. Is that condescending or what? But there's a double standard. Matter of fact, there's not a double standard. We've got triple standards going on, if you think about it. Right? There's a standards for you and me. There's a standards that we have for favored people in the system, like the Clintons. And obviously now, we know there's a whole other standard for the Department of Justice and their people. Come on, honestly. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, this one should really make you nuts. The Student Counseling Center, of all places, at Texas Tech University, is giving out tips on living in a traumatic world. You know, a world that can feel complex, overwhelming, even scary at times. The world today can feel complex, overwhelming, even scary. Front page of the center's website. The current political climate has recently been characterized by anger, divisiveness, and a lack of mutual understanding. Many of our students have been directly impacted by recent political decisions in ways that have left them questioning the safety of themselves and those that they love. Now, you know we have to be talking about illegal immigration here, right? They go on to say, at the Student Counseling Center, we raise our voices in speaking out against the violence, prejudice, and discrimination that we see in our society today. Here's the thing. Is it prejudice and discrimination to ask somebody to obey the law? No, really, I'm curious. See how they spin this stuff? See how they try to make you feel bad? This is why I keep saying, don't back down. Don't let them embarrass you. Don't let them make you, because look it. They can't make you feel bad, especially when you know you're not doing anything wrong. Right? They can't make you feel bad if you know, you're willing to stand your ground and know that you've done nothing wrong. And you shouldn't. Wave goodbye to the recognition of excellence and say hello to mediocrity. We knew this was coming. It started in California a few years back, and now it keeps coming, you know, to other schools and other universities. As the school year comes to an end, so does a common tradition found in high schools across the nation. Over half of the high schools in the United States no longer name their highest achieving students valedictorians or salutatorians, out of fear that rewarding those based on academic merit will incite unhealthy competition. Oh, God, just really, seriously, just run me over. Seriously. They don't want them to feel bad. They don't want to harm. You look like you're going to throw up. I mean, all right, come on. How long before we no longer have the Olympics? How long before the Olympics doesn't give out medals? Imagine everybody getting a participation trophy in the Olympics. That would be great. Critics say that when a trophy is involved, students become motivated for all the wrong reasons. You mean what? Like what? To win? I'm just trying to understand. Honey, it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. Not in my life, buddy. I want to bury you. I don't want to just win. I want every hotel on the board. I don't want any houses. I don't want any houses left. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. David Fisher up with me in the next hour. Always a pleasure. Again, get your coffee. I don't know, get a Twinkie, a donut, if you're not into that, whatever it is, your kale chips, or I don't even know. Ice cream? Ice cream does it too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Again, don't go far. Seriously, don't get too far away from the radio. We'll be right back.